The success BC saw in October of finally luring more foreign visitors in a calendar month, compared with the same month pre-pandemic, was short-lived, according to Data Statistics Canada released today. Canada in November attracted 383,850 foreign visitors who entered through BC entry points. That is down more than 9.8% from the 425,693 such visitors in the same month in 2019, before the COVID-19 pandemic descended, causing a virtual shutdown in international travel. Governments around the world in March 2020 urged residents to avoid international travel and then virtually sealed borders to limit COVID-19 from spreading. Canada closed its border to most foreign nationals on March 18, 2020. Some good news is that on a year-over-year basis, travel to Canada through BC is up 21%, from the 317,278 international visitors who arrived in November 2022, according to the nation's number cruncher. While that sounds substantial, the year-over-year percentage growth for foreign visitors to Canada through BC has been on the decline. It was 26.16% in October, 38.18% in September, 37.52% in August, 40.23% in July, and 55.2% in June. The surge in Mexicans visiting Canada through BC entry points appears to be continuing. Statistics Canada's data package today does not strip out Mexicans, but it instead includes a number for how many North Americans who are not Americans or Canadian residents entered Canada through BC entry points in November, a data point that would also include Cubans and perhaps others. Destination British Columbia is set to have a fuller country-by-country breakdown of the data in a few weeks. Statistics Canada said 10,395 North Americans from outside Canada and the U.S. entered Canada through BC entry points in November, up a whopping 33.9% from the 7,764 such people who did that in November 2019. Almost every other visitor category showed a decline in visits, compared with pre-pandemic. Only 14,790 Europeans entered Canada through BC entry points in November, down 7.7% from the 16,027 such people who did that in the same month in 2019. Asian visits to Canada through BC in November were down by even more, 18.4%, to 38,719, compared with 47,449 in November 2019. The Vancouver Airport Authority's manager of air service development, Nathaniel Wong, told BIV on Jan. 19 that the total capacity on airlines at Vancouver International Airport is up by about 1%, compared with pre-pandemic. Flights within North America and Latin America exceed 2019 capacity levels, whereas capacity on flights to Europe lags behind, at about 2% below pre-pandemic capacity, he said. Capacity on flights in the Asia-Pacific region has been hardest hit, as it is only at about 77% of its pre-pandemic level, Wang said. China bilaterals continue to be the limiting factor for this regional sector, but there are key markets that are at pre-pandemic levels, he said. Australia, New Zealand, Taiwan, Japan, and South Korea are already at or close to pre-pandemic levels. Hong Kong has been recovering well also. New airlines coming, given that Japanese airline Zip Air starts non-stop flights between YVR and Tokyo's Narita International Airport, NRT, in March. Airlines are also increasing capacity. United Airlines has added capacity between YVR and its key U.S. hubs. Air Canada, similarly, has loaded more capacity on routes between YVR and airports such as NRT, Hong Kong International Airport and Seoul's Incheon International Airport. American Airlines launches non-stop flights between YVR and North Carolina's Charlotte Douglas International Airport this summer. WestJet is adding non-stop flights between YVR and Detroit Metropolitan Wayne County Airport, starting April 28. Air Canada also launches direct to Singapore in early April, and it started direct to Dubai this past October, Wang said. G. Corstrom at biv.com, twitter.com/GlenCorstrom.